Well, everyone in America is talking about the issue of race and policing. This has, of course, been an ongoing conversation for years, decades, and more. And it's really heated up in the last week, especially considering all of the tragic events that took place just in the last week. This is a conversation that's taking place nationally. It's also a conversation that's taking place locally. Joining us now is Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. Thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be on the air with you, Aaron.
So, talking about the issue of race and policing, obviously we've got a number of events happening in our community. We've talked about this tonight, so later on this week and next, and this is a conversation that's been going on. It's going to keep going on for a long time. But what do we know about racial disparities in policing here locally? If we know about the Hillsborough Police Department, other local police departments, what do we know about the state of things?
Well, you know, it's an issue that we grapple with and wrestle with, just like communities all across America. And you've got racial disparities, and you have whole issues about use of force. You've got issues about just, you know, profiling, and all these, you know, which is community safety or just trust from, you know, different neighborhoods. Do they really even trust the police? You know, I feel like our police chief has been working for about, since he's really getting on board, you know, working very, very hard to build bridges to the various communities in Hillsborough. We were working and doing a lot of training and working on use of force policies like a year before Ferguson happened, working on body cams and what are the proper policies to have for that, trying to complete training for individuals for de-escalation. And one of the things that we have been doing is just changing our patrols so our police are more present, just, you know, constantly in the neighborhoods. In fact, we've been getting, you know, reports. Just people say, like, you know, what's going on? Why are the police in our neighborhood? Mm-hmm. As well, we're just trying to make them, you know, more present. And historically, it's still, we're doing all those things, and yet it still seems like there's a lot more that we can do, and that has to do with our police staffing, with continued training for folks, and just sort of building a relationship with our police force and different parts of our community.
And there, those relationships between the police and the community are so important. And just the notion that the police and the community are not separate entities, that they're essentially one and the same. I know we've talked before about the importance of community policing and increasing interactions between members of the police and members of the community. But, I mean, you just said it whenever, and this is something that I've heard just in the conversation that's been going on nationally in the last week. When you get police out there more to try to increase interactions and be more active and engaged in the community, then you have the calls coming in saying, what are the police doing here? Should I be worried? Because there is that mistrust that needs to be overcome.
Indeed. And you know, there, and there's always that that sort of fine line of discerning, like, you know, when is the right amount of presence, mm-hmm. and when is you know too much. You know, are you coming in with a heavy hand? Are you coming there enough to make people feel safe? And people, you know, different people are going to respond to the same level, you know, in really, really different ways. But I've got to give incredible credit to our chief, who has just been consistently, day after day, week after week, continuing to build programs to build relationships. For example, you know, we've had, you know, the police are very active when we do our Citizens Academy. We just wrapped up about a week ago our Citizens Police Academy, where we have a group of citizens. It's like the third year in a row that we've done this, and getting citizens to have ride-along with the police, to meet the different officers, understand what the different departments do. A good friend of mine who went through that program just came back, you know, one evening, just sort of having a beer. She was late, you know, just instead of just raved about the program, mm-hmm. just saying, you know, what it was a really good response. And I think all those things really help, because then when you've had these connections, they've been, the police department's been doing fundraisers, they're, you know, just chat with people in the community. And then when you have these national events happen, or people start really questioning, you know, there's almost this knee-jerk reaction to, oh, geez, the police are looking after us. We've got citizens who are saying, wait a minute, our police, you know, we're just really proud of our police force.
Yeah, and I think events like that that you just mentioned, and I was thinking of a coffee with a cop too. Mm-hmm. Events like that where it's not the police are going into your neighborhood without you necessarily asking them to be. It's we're going to be here at such and such a time. Come and engage with us. Come and engage with us through the Citizens Police Academy, through Coffee with a Cop. We're going to be doing this fundraising thing at this particular time, and really getting the word out that we're here for the community, I think, is important.
That's right. And community policing is really that. It's about the community. And there's sometimes been hard conversations. Mm-hmm. We've worked very, very hard in different communities. Fairview communities is one example. Working with our building up a community watch, working with folks, just making sure that we have conversations and that the police are there for when we have new people who are moving into town. I'm saying, well, wait a minute, what about? They haven't had the established relationships. And so it is not something that, we've had our community meeting this year. Let's go and do it. It is something that is just around the clock. I have to say, though, that the response has been overwhelming. The chief made a post a couple days ago. Was saying after the officers were killed in Dallas, and everyone is just really going through this national mourning, and here we're going again with, mm-hmm. with what was happening in Minnesota and Louisiana. And Chief Rhodey said, he just got calls all day long from people expressing support for the law enforcement. It's like we had a couple officers who just were having lunch in a regular restaurant, and people were falling over themselves to make sure that they were buying lunch. And mm-hmm. so it's been interesting that we've had so many calls of support, and it's gratifying. But, we don't take that for granted. That's something that we need to work every day and still need to continue to reach out to the community and, ask ourselves tough questions about, how do you handle those really intense situations, and how do you address that implicit bias that all of us carry in one form or another.
Mm. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens again, a difficult conversation nationwide, locally, and even in communities like Hillsborough. We talk about Chapel Hill and Orange County, and there's been this ongoing conversation. Police have been really proactive, especially in the last year, to really move forward on this issue. And the issue persists even locally, even when you have departments like that are really engaged and really active and really trying to be proactive in moving the conversation forward. So it's a difficult conversation for every community to have. What's the best way now what is the best next step? How do we move the conversation forward?
Oh boy, if I had the answer.
There's no right answer to that question, yeah.
I think for each one of us is to, find, one, what's the part of the community that we're really connected to?
Mm-hmm.
And then how do you reach out into a place that's out of your comfort zone? And we really need to have discussion and probably get out of either-or thinking.
Yes.
I think that is the one thing I just see so much in the headlines, in the national dialogue. All these issues kind of wrap up, and we're talking about gun control and, what happened in Orlando and violence and policing and racial profiling and, all these things really immense come together, and it's what concerns me is people get all or nothing and a sense of like you're on one team or the other. Mm-hmm. If you're with, Black Lives Matter, then suddenly you're saying other ones don't, and that's just not a good way to be thinking about things. What we really need to do is a lot more listening and understanding that most of these issues we're dealing with are not either or. To say that, we all have implicit racial bias is not saying that we're all racist.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to be able to deal with these complexities. And you do that through conversations and really understanding different perspectives. And you can't do it with kind of either or, all or nothing thinking.
HillsboroughNC.gov is the town's website if you want to find out more. Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.